from KQED.
To really understand Proposition 65, consider an iceberg. That's according to David Rowe. He helped write the law when he was an attorney for the Environmental Defense Fund.
Basically, you don't see 95% of the effect of Prop 65.
All those warning signs, they are just the tip. The real base of the iceberg, that's the places where there are no signs at all. Places businesses said,
I don't want to tell people there's a cancer-causing chemical in my hair dye. I'm going to take it out.
Rowe says this has happened to literally hundreds of products, everything from raincoats to CD cases and the caps on wine bottles. Companies didn't want to put that label on their product, so they changed the ingredients to take a toxic chemical out. And this has happened, he says, not just in California, but across the entire country.
So in effect, the whole country is benefiting from one state's law.
But there have been other consequences, too. Consequences that critics of Prop 65 consider to be the true base of the iceberg. And those have been getting a lot of attention these days. In May, Governor Jerry Brown called for a broad reform of Prop 65, making warning signs more specific and ending what he called frivolous shakedown lawsuits. Meanwhile, a bill is making its way through the state legislature right now.
Assembly Bill 227 seeks to correct some unintended consequences of an otherwise good law.
This is Mike Gatto, Democratic Assemblyman from L.A., trying to drum up support for his bill in Sacramento last month.
Some attorneys have used Proposition 65 to extract quick go-away settlements from business owners who simply haven't put up a sign or simply haven't put up the right size sign.
If passed, Gatto's bill would give restaurants, parking garages, and other businesses a 14-day grace period to simply put up a sign before they could be hit with legal costs or faced hefty settlement bills. It would give cover to people like Betty Kronig. Kronig owns Betty's Ocean View Diner, a cozy neighborhood place on 4th Street in Berkeley, known for its pancakes. In July 2006, Kronig got a letter from a private law firm.
Dear Betty's Diner, what you're doing is against the law, against Proposition 65.
Kronig had no idea what this was about.
You know, I knew about Prop 65. I knew it in terms of all the signs in the parking garages and all that kind of stuff. And I never imagined that that applied to us.
But it did apply to them, to a brand of old-timey drink the diner sold called Original Nehe Grape Soda, which came in a glass bottle with an elaborate painted label. Unbeknownst to Betty, the paint contained a small amount of lead. Under Prop 65, Kronig should have had a warning sign on her cooler.
I didn't know how far it was going to go, and I felt, mainly really threatened.
Right now, businesses have two choices when they get a letter like this. Either settle with the law firm for a fee that can be in the tens of thousands of dollars, or defend themselves. Much of the time, businesses just settle. But Betty decided to fight. She put a sign up on her cooler, and then she called her lawyer. Eventually, the case was dropped. She was never sure why. About a year later, the state attorney general's office sent a complaint letter to the private law firm that had targeted Betty. The letter said, yes, the lead on the bottles was a problem. But it said the way the firm was pursuing this issue was not in the public interest. According to the letter, the firm had turned this lead bottle issue into a cash cow. It had sent out more than 600 letters, like the one Betty got, and had collected $9 million in attorney's fees over the course of just a few years. John Kupal heads the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
It smacks of shakedown lawsuits, or at least leveraging people to comply with what may be very picayune violations of Prop 65.
But terms like shakedown or frivolous are just over the top. That is what Cliff Chandler thinks.
So the word frivolous is only rhetoric or hyperbole from the other side.
Chandler heads the Chandler Group. His law firm targeted Betty's Diner and hundreds of other businesses. For 22 years, few, if any, law firms have pursued Prop 65 cases as enthusiastically as his.
DEHP and rubber duckies and baby bibs, toluene and nail polish, lead in a variety of children's fishing tackle.
Chandler says if he's had a lot of cases, well, that's because there are a lot of toxic chemicals in our midst, like all the Chinese imports that have flooded the market in recent years.
We're living in, it might be a little hyperbole to say a toxic cesspool, but you would not believe the amount of toxins we find in, everyday items.
As to the idea that these suits have become too profitable for his firm and others like it, he says it's a fair price for the work they do.
The law is written so that if someone like my firm ends up promoting the public interest in a substantial manner, we're able to go seek our hourly effort from the settling defendant.
The cost of that hourly effort is part of what's being discussed in Sacramento right now. And if Prop 65 gets an overhaul, it'll also affect another group of people, the citizen enforcers. And they are another story. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the National Science Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.